Good morning and welcome to another edition of This Week in Chavez County right here on Jack 106.5 FM. I'm Mike Jackson, and today it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Associate Director of Think New Mexico, Christina Fisher. Christina, I want to thank you for taking the time for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be on the air.
Well, we are going to talk quite a bit about your organization. We'll try and see if we can get that done within the 15 minutes or so that we have allotted to us this morning. But the main focus that I wanted to hit on here is you guys have a new report. It's called Reporting Trust, Banning Political Contributions from Contractors and Lobbyists. And I was wondering if you could talk more about this report.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Think New Mexico just issued this report, and in it we're proposing a handful of targeted ethics reforms. Primarily, we're looking to prohibit campaign contributions from lobbyists and special interests that are seeking money from the government, so basically government contractors and also those seeking targeted subsidies or tax breaks. The reason we're doing this is if you look at a lot of the recent pay-to-play scandals, big common denominator has been that those involved are seeking money from government. It's usually government contracts. So, for example, you had the Manny Aragon case where it was a courthouse construction contract, and then there was money kicked back from that. Similarly, we had the two treasurers who recently sent to prison, and in that case, they were investment contracts. And so what we're looking to do is to stop that flow of money from those seeking government contracts to candidates that have the power to award them the money.
Well, it sounds like you all went through a very long and thorough process to put this report together, and I'm sure there are people that are probably wondering right now, what is Think New Mexico? So just give us a little background. What is Think New Mexico?
Sure. Well, Think New Mexico is a nonpartisan public policy think tank. We were founded about 10 years ago, and what we do is we take on policy reforms that will improve the quality of life for everyday New Mexicans. So some of the work that we're best known for is winning repeal of the food tax, the gross receipts tax on groceries, and also more recently we reformed the state lottery to cut some of the bloat out of their administrative overhead and redirect those dollars to full tuition college scholarships. So that's yielding an additional $9 million a year for college scholarships. Most recently, we won passage of a law reforming title insurance to reduce closing costs for home buyers and also homeowners who are refinancing their mortgages. So we take those on. We take a very nonpartisan approach. Our board is made up of prominent New Mexicans of all parties. We've got a former Republican governor, Gary Carruthers, former Democratic Attorney General Paul Bardicky, and everyone in between. And our board picks our topics, and we take it on and try and we produce a report and try and get it passed by the legislature. So we've got a fairly good track record of the last 10 years, and this year the board pointed us in the direction of ethics reform, and so that's what we're taking on.
Well, I know that is really a big issue that has a lot of people concerned right now. And I know when people hear the word think tank, they probably think, I'm sure there's probably all sorts of things that come to mind when people, you know, hear the word think tank. But, in your best description, describe for us, what do you guys do up there at Think New Mexico?
Well, we take a lot of pride in being a results-oriented think tank. And what that means is we don't just do the research and then produce a report and cross our fingers and hope something good comes of it. What we do is once we've determined the best solution to the problem we're taking on, we will draft the legislation to implement that solution, and we will very actively advocate for it with the state legislature and governor. So we're kind of a think-and-do tank. We come up with solutions, and we work very hard to get them implemented.
All right, let's continue on with the current report that we mentioned at the top of the program. Again, it's a new report from Think New Mexico titled Reporting Trust, Banning Political Contributions from Contractors and Lobbyists. And I was wondering if you could, you know, kind of maybe talk about some of the research that went on in getting the information for this report.
Sure. Well, when the board picked ethics reform, what we did was we did a comprehensive survey of what other states had done to address particularly pay-to-play corruption and also to increase public trust in government, to increase that confidence. And in doing this national survey, it seemed like the most effective route was this very targeted reform that prohibited political contributions from the special interests seeking money from government. There are about 7 states that prohibit contributions from lobbyists and also 7 states that prohibit them from government contractors. And we called up some of the legislators and public officials in these states, and we said, how have these reforms worked? You know, how have they helped? And the answers we got were that it had really reformed the political culture. It had really professionalized things. Instead of lobbyists sort of trading on favors and knowing that, you know, because they gave money, they could expect favors in return, they had to really make their case on the merits and argue for what they were seeking in a much more professional way. And that sounded very good to us. So in looking at what had worked best in other states, this was what we came up with. So that was why we are proposing it.
You know, it's interesting because I've got the actual report here in my